Good morning. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We need your word. Please speak to us, Father, especially in this modern day. Your word is our guidance. Your word is our wisdom. That's why, please put your word in our heart. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open the book of Acts, chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 till 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as a rising mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other language as the Spirit gave them utterance. Brothers and sisters, most of the Christians remember Christmas. Most of the Christians remember Easter. But some of Christians forget about Pentecost. Actually, we just celebrate Pentecost last Sunday. Without Pentecost, there is no church, because start from that day, the church is born. Now, what is Pentecost? If we count from the resurrection of Christ, then Pentecost is the 50 days from the resurrection. If we see the Pentecost from Old Testament perspective, then we will know that the first Pentecost, they celebrate after 50 days, Exodus from Egypt. So, after they go out from Egypt, and they start to plan. And then after 50 days, they have the first harvest. So, this harvest is a celebration. That's why every year, they celebrate Pentecost till the time of Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, they are so happy with Pentecost, because when they celebrate Easter, they cannot make too many party, because on Easter day, they only ate simple bread and bitter vegetable. But in Pentecost, they celebrate with huge party. That's why people, Jews around the world, came back to Jerusalem and they celebrate Pentecost. Now, brothers and sisters, because this is a big celebration and people come around the world, they gather together at Jerusalem. On that day, something big happened. What is something big? Let's see. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all one accord in one place. Something happened because the Holy Spirit come upon to the disciple. In this verse, we don't see who are the people with one accord. But if we read chapter 1, we can see most of them is the first line disciple. Jesus' disciple and then some woman, they come together. This is a symbol. This is a representative for all believers. If you believe Jesus Christ, then you have the same opportunity to get the power of Holy Spirit. Now, how the Holy Spirit work among them? Number one, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. In Bahasa Indonesia, this sound like a mighty wind blow among them. Brothers and sisters, in New Testament or Old Testament, the symbol of the Holy Spirit is like a wind. So, what does it mean? Wind means power. That means when they get the Holy Spirit, they get the power. What is the purpose of this power? This power is to make them move on. Now, I have been Taiwan for few time, and then in Taiwan, there are a lot of small turbine around the journey from center to North Taiwan. You can see they make this kind of small turbine to get electricity, and then once the wind come, and then they can keep the electricity. That's why Taiwan is small city, but they have a lot of energy because they have a lot of water and they have a lot of electricity. Water and electricity is most important in modern life. Taiwan get it. In Hong Kong, today is May, maybe two more months, we can see that typhoon has come. A strong wind move everything. That's why when typhoon is come, people say, close your window, everything like that. Because this wind is so powerful. And then this wind can move everything. So when they get the wind, when they get the Holy Spirit, it looks like they get a powerful wind that move you to do something. This is the first my understanding about Pentecost. The second thing, the Bible said, suddenly there come a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Filled the whole house. In Bahasa Indonesia, we make a beautiful picture. Fill the disciple like a fire of tongue in front of every head. A fire of tongue. The second symbol of the Holy Spirit is fire. You can read a lot of understanding about this symbol in Old Testament. But one more thing, the symbol of the fire means purification or sanctification or make you clean. And then that fire come upon the disciple head, not here. Usually, when we talk about where's your heart, we always say, this is my heart. You can see my love in my heart. I will open it to you. That means you put your heart in this area. Actually, brothers and sisters, my analysis say, your heart, your mind is in here, not in here. Why I said here? Because the Bible said heart and mind cannot separate. Only the power of the word of God can make separation between your heart and your mind. So they put it here. Now the fire come in your head around, in the disciple head around here. That's mean the Holy Spirit want to sanctify their heart and mind before they do something. Now, brothers and sisters, what's wrong with the disciple mind and heart before they get the Holy Spirit? Let's see Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proof, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So when Jesus rise, and then during these 40 days, Jesus stayed for time, show himself to the disciple. And what kind of conversation they made among these 40 days? The Bible told us, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit come upon to the disciple and then change their mind about their purpose of life. Now after receiving Holy Spirit, your life is not to talk about your personal purpose. But after you receive the Holy Spirit, your life is part of the kingdom of God. So when we talk about the kingdom of God, simple understanding. God number one, you number two. With this kind of thinking, then they can do the work of God. Oh, brothers and sisters, many believers, when they receive the Holy Spirit, just because they want to enjoy personally with God. Of course, this is not wrong. But when the Holy Spirit comes like a fire upon their head, that means God wants to change their mind. Now you are not longer live by your own, but you need to live for the kingdom of God. This is second understanding. The third understanding, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Speak with other tongues. We need to make a difference between speak other tongue and prayer in tongue. When we talk prayer in tongue, you can read from the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. But this one is speak in tongue. That means the Holy Spirit enable them to speak in other language, or they speak in same language, but other people, even they don't know the language, they can understand what they speak. So you have two choice. You want to take first interpretation or second interpretation. But I choose the third interpretation. What I choose is, this is something miracle. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit enable them to do supernatural in order to tell the gospel for other people. Because at that time, people around the world come back to Jerusalem. They are like me. I'm Chinese. When I go back to China, I may not understand what they said. But at the same time, Chinese people can speak Bahasa. And you need to know that all disciples is not same like Ben. Ben, our brother, can easily speak in other language. Even he can speak easily in other language, he need to learn. But in that occasional, there's no time to learn. Now people around the world, they short visit. So they only have 1 or 2 days. But at the same time, they can understand. Peter spoke about what happened because the power of Holy Spirit. So there are 3 signs when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Number one, you move on. Like a wind, move yourself to do something. The second thing, you have been sanctified so that change your mind, become kingdom of God mindset. Number 3, equip you with supernatural so that you can do something. 2 days ago, I searched from YouTube about Billy Graham, because in October I will go to North Carolina. And then people say North Carolina is very, very Christian area. And then someone told me, that's Billy Graham place. Oh yeah, in Charlotte City you can see Billy Graham library. Oh, It is a good journey to see Billy Graham journey. And I try to see how Billy Graham speak. When I see Billy Graham speak, oh yeah, a little bit different. He speak in English, I speak in Bahasa. That's the difference. And then after that, I know another senior preacher is same level with Billy Graham. If Billy Graham from evangelical, then I need to know from charismatic. That is Rehat Bonnke. And he speak in Hillsong Conference. He speak about baptism on fire. And then he give me new insight how the Holy Spirit work. And then he start from the book of Genesis. Let's see Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. The Spirit of God didn't do anything before the word spoke out. After the word spoke out, then the Holy Spirit make everything happen. That's why Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke say, you can see the power of Holy Spirit when you make the word become real. When you do the work, then you can see the power of Holy Spirit. Now we go back to Acts chapter 2. Yeah. After they receive the power of Holy Spirit, disciple move on, sanctify, and then fill with supernatural power. What they done? Peter come out and preach the gospel. And then at that day, 3,000 believe Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we want to see the power of Holy Spirit. How can we see this power? Only when you leave the chair and go out and preach the gospel. Amen. Last week, I met one of my friends. He's skinny guy, and he suffered a lot because his wife has physical weakness. And then he has a baby, got accident, and cannot walk. And then God sent him in the midst of Muslim people. He came here because Island ECC invite him to share testimony. During 10 years, he start to do ministry among Muslim people. And then now, he can see a lot of Muslim people believe Jesus Christ. If I see him, I say, my power, I can carry more than you. But this is not a talk about physical power. This talk about spiritual power. He has it because he worked with Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is Pentecost, a time when we can see how the Holy Spirit works among believers. I think every day we need to experience this kind of Pentecost in our life, so we always on fire. One more thing, we always on fire because the power of Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Holy Spirit in here. Holy Spirit also in our heart. Let us wake up again. Wake up and ready to go with Holy Spirit. The power that move you on, the power that change your mind, the power that equip you with supernatural power. By the end, all these things can happen when you done the word of God, preach the gospel to the world. Oh, brother and sister, this power is too powerful. This power is too beauty. Let's say to the God, God, give me this power. I'm hunger with your power. I really want to go. I really want to share. I really want to give your blessing for other people. Brother Andrew will lead us in worship this morning. While we worship, we praise the God, and we always pray, give us this power, God.
Come, Lord Jesus, and take.
Let us spend time together to use this privileged time, become a blessing for other people. Let us pray. Pray for our friends who need our prayer support. They are all in physical witness. Let's pray for them. We pray that God touch them, heal them, and then take every weakness from their body. Let's pray together. Besides, we pray for their physical weakness, we also pray for their salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon them and then open their heart so that they can believe Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin. The last part, we pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking for new job. We ask God to open new opportunity for them to find the best one. Let's pray together. Today is Friday. Our mission focus is for Singapore, SP Singapore. They are looking for new space. We pray that SPSG can get better place. For Indonesian ministry, next month we will go to Kupang for mission trip. And also next week, I will start new prayer meeting. I call is Mission and Migration Ministry. As you know that migration move people from one city to other city, and we can see that in Hong Kong there are a lot of people come around the world, come for work, and this is a big opportunity for us to do something. We start from prayer, and then after that, we will do something in order to share the gospel for my grand people, not only for Indonesia, but more of that, Filipino, Pakistan, Nepali, and around the world, a lot of people. We pray that we can take part for this new ministry. Let's pray together. Now we pray for local outreach. A testimony I heard from my daughter Cardia. She joined local outreach ministry to visit a small girl, and then she was so happy when now this girl can come to Noah Arks and join Sunday school after more than 2 years, brothers and sisters. 2 years at the end, the girl come to Noah Arks. Praise the Lord that our prayer really powerful. But the most important, we also pray for ourselves who haven't joined anything for mission and outreach, because we are here for mission. We are here to share the word of God. Let's pray for outreach team, for every ministry that they have set up for the people at SP, so that people of SP can join and work together in order to bring good news till the end of the world. We also pray for Alpha Course. Praise the Lord. There are some brother and sister, they believe Jesus Christ, so that they will get baptism. We also pray for GIC class, yeah, so that after they get baptized, they go to GIC and then they being part of the house church and then part of SP mission. Let's pray together. Bapa, biarlah jemaatmu yang ada di kelompok Alfa ini terus mengalami pertumbuhan, dibaptis dan terlibat dalam GIC dan House Church. Tuhan, Kau yang pimpin, Kau yang berkati Bapa. Dan inilah model daripada pemuritan di gereja ini yang terus berjalan terus Bapa untuk mendewaskan jemaatmu. Terima kasih Bapa, terima kasih. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa. The last one, we pray for SPU and tonight House Church activity. We pray that God will bless everything that we done for Him. Let's pray together. Father, we praise You. We thank You, Father, because You are Almighty God, and You send Holy Spirit to go with us. You want us join in Your kingdom plan, Baba. Thank You for this opportunity. Thank You for the power that You give it to us. Thank You for everything. Now, make us ready, Father, to join in this great mission. Thank You, Father. We put ourselves into Your hand. And please bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.